Welcome to CyberPulse. Here's a question for your next board meeting. How many employees does your company have? Now, how many of those employees are actually software agents with more access than your CFO? If you don't know the answer, you're not alone. A recent industry study found that the ratio of non-human identities to human identities in most enterprises is somewhere between 50 to 1 and 100 to 1. Not 2 to 1, not 10 to 1, 50 to 1. And most boards have no idea these identities exist, let alone who's governing them. That gap between what boards think is happening and what is actually happening just got a very expensive illustration. In January, researchers at Apomni disclosed a vulnerability in ServiceNow's AI agent platform, one used by nearly half of the Fortune 100. They called it Body Snatcher, and the name is disturbingly accurate. Here's what happened. ServiceNow ships AI agents to every customer by default. These agents can execute highly privileged tasks, creating accounts, accessing records, running workflows. To link a user to one of these agents, the system relied on a single static key. Think of it as a master password that was the same across every ServiceNow installation everywhere. Combine that shared key with a user's email address, and an attacker could impersonate anyone. Your CEO, your head of HR, your system administrator. No credentials required, no multi-factor authentication triggered, no alarms raised. An unauthenticated outsider, armed with nothing more than someone's work email, could have commanded an AI agent to create backdoor accounts with full administrative privileges. Social security numbers, healthcare records, financial data, intellectual property, all of it potentially reachable through a single, elegant bypass. Now, ServiceNow patched this before any known exploitation. That's the good news. But here's what should keep your risk committee up at night. This wasn't a sophisticated attack. There was no clever AI manipulation, no exotic prompt injection. It was a hard-coded secret and an auto-trust assumption. Basic security failures that we've been warning about for two decades. Except this time, they were embedded in an AI agent with enterprise-wide privileges. This is the pattern that's emerging across every major platform. Microsoft Copilot Studio had similar agent-level flaws disclosed in the same time frame. The OS Foundation just published its first ever top 10 for agentic applications, a recognition that AI agents represent a fundamentally new attack surface that existing frameworks don't cover. Identity and privilege abuse sits at number 3 on that list, right behind goal hijacking and tool misuse. The structural shift here is simple but profound. Your identity strategy was built for humans. Most of your risk now comes from machines. These AI agents aren't just tools. They're privileged users operating at machine speed, withstanding access to your most sensitive systems. And unlike your human employees, nobody is reviewing their access quarterly. Nobody is checking whether they still need those permissions. Nobody is revoking credentials when a project ends. They become what security researchers are now calling ghost identities. Dormant bots still holding API keys, still connected to production systems, still capable of being hijacked. Meanwhile, the data fueling these attacks is getting richer. Constella Intelligence's 2026 Identity Breach Report, released last week, found that while the number of unique victims grew by only 11% last year, the total volume of breached records surged by 135%. Attackers aren't casting wider nets. They're building deeper dossiers. An average of 429 billion attributes are being correlated to construct high-fidelity impersonation profiles, and 69% of all breached credentials were stored in plain text in 2025. Plain text. So the attack chain looks like this: rich stolen identity data, plus an AI agent with excessive privileges, plus an authentication system that trusts email addresses over cryptographic proof. That's not a theoretical risk. That's a Tuesday. Here's what boards should be asking right now. First, how many non-human identities operate in our environment and who governs their life cycle? Second, do our AI agents have standing privileges or do they request access only when needed? Third, when was the last time we audited the permissions of every automated agent, bot, and service account? And fourth, if one of these agents were compromised tomorrow, what's the blast radius? For security leaders, the actions are clear. 1. Conduct an immediate inventory of every AI agent, bot, and non-human identity in your environment. You cannot govern what you cannot see. 2. Apply zero trust principles to non-human identities by the end of Q2. That means just-in-time access, least privilege, and mandatory authentication that goes beyond email or shared secrets. 3. Implement behavioral monitoring for AI agents. If an agent suddenly starts creating admin accounts at 3 in the morning, your security operations center needs to know. 4. Establish a formal governance framework for AI agent deployment that requires security review before any agent goes to production, not after. 5. Brief your board on the non-human identity gap. The ratio of machine identities to human identities in your organization is almost certainly larger than anyone in your boardroom realizes. That gap is your exposure. The companies that get this right will treat AI agents like what they are, privileged insiders that need the same rigor, arguably more, than any human employee. The companies that don't will learn the hard way that the most dangerous insider threat of 2026 doesn't have a badge or a desk. It has an API key and admin access that nobody remembered to revoke.